Sunday night edition. Yes, I know you're not used to hearing live radio on a Sunday night, but maybe you are if you've been listening to our show for a while. We've been doing it for going on 3 years, I think. And we, tonight, is me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And our website, of course, is freetalklive.com. Go there, find out about the show, and listen to all of the archives of our past episodes. We do the show 7 nights a week, not the three of us in particular, but somebody's here in the FTL studio 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time doing an entertaining radio show for you, where you can call in and bring up anything that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And we do encourage you to call in at 855-450-3733 and bring up whatever you want to talk about.
Those are the ProXPN call-in lines?
Yes, and ProXPN sponsors our call-in lines. Very dear company to us, VPN provider, which we'll talk a little bit more about them later. But Mark, first I want to start off with a story that you brought in. This is really interesting. There's a new service that lets you basically pay for a date, and it costs $80. Is that right?
Well, not $80. No. I guess I...
Well, tell me more, then.
Yeah, let me go into this here. So I ran across an article on Business Insider, which is one of these... it's journalism that allows you to get paid per view. It's great for authors. And I found this story to be very interesting. It's about this guy who was from MIT, and he set up this company, and... The company was about getting women, people generally, but women specifically, really, mostly, getting paid to go on dates. And he's got a new company out, and his name is Brandon Wade. And I guess he was shy and when he was younger, and he's going to MIT and majors in physics. And it all makes sense, right? And at some point or another, he did this website called SeekingArrangement.com.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Yes. Now, this website has existed for a while,
yeah.
But it existed outside of my purview. I didn't know anything about it.
This is one of those sugar daddy websites.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's created an app called Seeking Carrot. It's a mobile app that literally requires men to offer bribes to women for dates with
seeking
gifts.
Seeking Carrot. So like a carrot and a stick.
Carrot and a stick, yes.
Where's Seeking the Stick
part? You have to work that out later.
They don't want the stick unless they get the carrot, too.
So they start with things like chocolate and jewelry, chocolate to jewelry. I don't know what woman's going to say, I want chocolates to go on a date with you.
Yeah.
They're probably going to say, I want jewelry or whatever. But it's kind of interesting, and I think it's...
Wow. Well, isn't that what you're supposed to do in the traditional paradigm anyway, is, like, offer to buy a woman dinner so that she'll go out with you? Isn't that, like, kind of a bribe in a way?
I think so.
I'm not saying I agree with that or anything. Like, everybody that I've ever wanted to go on a date with, they wouldn't have had to buy me dinner. And, in fact, I pretty much always split the cost or,
yeah.
We'll alternate buying each other dinner if we're going on several dates or whatever.
Right. I think that it's, as far as, who buys dinner, I think it's always an interesting question. I never considered for a moment that I wouldn't be the one buying dinner on a first date.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like...
I've never dated a woman like you, Steph.
Well, you get to do a radio show with me every week. I'm just thinking, I could picture somebody who feels insecure about their ability to attract a date.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you're insecure and you don't feel like you have a lot of self-worth, like people do this with employers too, that they voluntarily will kind of like take a lower salary or they'll say, oh, I'll work really hard for you. Or with a date, they'll say, I'll buy you dinner, I'll buy you a drink, or can I buy you a drink? And I don't know if they necessarily believe that the person would go out with them voluntarily if they weren't being offered something. And I'm not saying everybody who buys a date dinner is thinking that, but definitely some of them are. And it sounds like this person who created the website is sort of that mindset, right?
Well, I agree with what you're saying about people, thinking they have to buy something to get somebody to go on a date. That's the kind of person that's going on this website.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a terrible way to have a long-term relationship, in my opinion. However, I don't think that somebody who chooses to pay for a date the first time around, a male who chooses to not want to split the money for a date on the first go-round, is thinking that at all. They're just saying, how do I make this a good date? Because what they want to do is they want to create an atmosphere where they can talk to this person in a way that they can choose to, I think, this is what I would want to be doing, in a way that you can decide how you want to connect with them, if you want to connect with them, that everybody's sort of... everybody's ready to talk and be comfortable and all those things.
Yeah, I see that about creating the atmosphere, and that makes sense. If you have an idea about what kind of experience you want to have, like if you really want to go to a certain kind of restaurant or if you want to go skydiving or something, sometimes those things cost money. And if it's your idea, then it's a nice thing to do to offer to pay for it.
Absolutely. So if you wanted to go to a nice restaurant as a single man, you're just going to go as a single man, or you're going to go with your friend. Both of these situations stink. So you may want to go with a woman, and that may be the first date that you want to go on. I recommend the coffee. I think that that's the...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because you're much better off spending... if she goes whole hog with the mocha frappuccino with the half latte, whatever, that whole thing.
$5.
I drink black.
Or split it.
Right. $7.50 tops, right? Like you're really there. And that's what you're paying to sit down and talk to her. Then you get to pay for the meal. And you're in a coffee shop. People like to talk in those. And I've had plenty of meetings in coffee shops. It's fine.
Yeah.
So I recommend coffee over that. But I can, I don't have anything wrong. There's nothing wrong, in my opinion, for paying for a meal and a date.
I don't really like much of what the pickup artists have to say. But one thing...
That was the best thing that comes out of the pickup artist, doesn't it?
Yeah, they do say, look, if the person likes you, they'll want to spend time with you voluntarily, whether you buy them things or not.
Yes.
So why, what kind of waste your time buying drinks and dinner when, that might just kind of hide the fact that the person isn't actually interested in you. They're interested in what you're buying them. You know what I mean?
Indeed. I think this is, I don't think dinner, I think very few people are like, very few women are like, I want a really nice dinner. I think I'll go out with this guy. I just don't think that that's
enough.
I think
some women do say that, actually.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I've known...
No, there's probably some, but I wouldn't say it's majority, would you?
You know what? I will say I have said that in the past. I'm talking 10 years ago.
Like the worst case scenario is he bought me a nice dinner? Or...
I have had...
I'd like a nice dinner, so I'll go with this guy I wouldn't go out with.
Exactly.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well,
I haven't done that for many years, but
I stand corrected. As long as it's happened one time, then I suppose it has happened more than that. I guess I'm stunned, because I absolutely wouldn't.
Yeah.
If there was a woman that I was not interested in any way, shape, or form, I'm not going to go to a nice date. I'm not going to do it.
Well, there's also this sort of added social thing.
Uh-huh.
You're right, Mark. And but when you're 20 years old, mm-hmm. and up till that point, you've kind of been told, women get a lot of these messages that say that they're not supposed to say no, and they're not supposed to hurt anybody's feelings.
Some point or another, you're going to have to say no.
Oh,
It's worse to say no.
I figured that
after
out.
You've taken the meal.
I figured that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I didn't do it anymore. But, that's the message that you get. You want to avoid saying no as much as possible. And it's that moment of panic. What am I going to do? This guy that I don't really like, I'm not really interested in, wants to take me out on a date. Do I say no and reject him and feel bad because I, quote, made him feel bad? Or do I say yes and just go on a date with him and then delay having to say no until he makes a move or something like that?
I would say if you're sure, or at least 75% sure, the answer would be no.
Yeah.
If you're...
Well, sometimes you feel persuaded to give him a chance, though. That's the bad thing. You rationalize it.
Right. I think that it's fair that if you're should I give this guy a chance? Is it possible? Then you probably should, I suppose. If you have nothing better to do.
But if you're having to convince yourself to give the person a chance, then it's probably not.
I disagree with that. I do. I think that...
I have not ever... I've dated quite a few people, and I've not ever gone on a date where I said to myself, I'm just going to give them a chance, and then it ended up working out and I really liked him, it was like I pretty much knew before.
Can we trash this whole system?
Yes.
This is so complex and terrible.
I agree. Oh, but what do you think? I want to hear the audience's thoughts about this. 855-450-3733. Ever gone out with someone you didn't really like to get a nice dinner? Ever had that happen to you? Call us. Let us know. It's Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical Bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And how much would you pay to go on a date with a beautiful Mark Edge. And Mark, how much would you accept for to go on a date with one of the listeners?
We're talking about single Mark, right? I remember him vaguely.
Yeah.
With a beautiful woman?
Well, that's the thing, like, because this website that we're talking about, which is something like Seeking a Carrot or something, you set a price, basically, like, you put an offer out there, and you say, I'll pay you this much money or give you this chocolates or whatever to go on a date with me. But that's for everybody. That's just kind of to the general public, right? You can't make the offer to a specific person, as I understand it. So what would you require, Mark, in order to put an offer out to the general public, and so anybody out there in the public, man, woman, ugly, attractive, whatever, would have to pay that price to go out on a date with you?
You know, in that case, you're talking about, you'd have to say yes, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
It's going to be a really high price, because my time's valuable. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sit there having an inane conversation with somebody who's I do not find attractive, who may be of the same gender. But I've also looked and thought, you know, I've looked at unattractive women and thought, what would that be like? And I might as well have sex with a man, and that I just have no intention.
No attraction to them.
Yeah, just nothing. So
I'll say this: if you gave it to charity, whatever the amount of money was, I bet Mark would do it. The guy is the Bob Hope of Liberty.
You're right. I do like charities.
The Bob Hope of Liberty.
I do like charities. He's right.
Well, you call us 855-450-3733. Is this something you would do to make a little extra cash? What is your price? 855-450-free or LRN.FM on Skype here on Free Talk Live.
So, and of course, those are the ProXPN toll-free call-in line.
Yes.
And what is ProXPN? Of course, ProXPN is a VPN service. What is a VPN? VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. And if you care about your privacy online, and, you know, with the online world being so ubiquitous, I mean, it may as well be your offline privacy as well. You want a VPN, and you want ProXPN for that VPN. You can go to ProXPN.com. You can download. You can try it out for free if you want, but believe me, you're going to want to get their premium plans. They're very, very inexpensive. You can use the code FTL20. You're going to get 20% off the lifetime of the account. Mm-hmm. This is going to cost you, you know, we were just talking about taking people out to a coffee shop. This costs as much as a cup of coffee a month.
Like one cup of coffee. Bad conversation.
Yeah, exactly. this is a company that is trying to create a freer world. It is a company that is working towards liberty just as much as Free Talk Live and anyone else is. It's really amazing. You've got to try it out. Again, you get, you know, there's a money back, a risk-free 7-day money back guarantee. They also accept Bitcoin, and
this is a solution to some of the major problems that we talk about all the time on this show with internet privacy and freedom.
Absolutely. So if you care about your privacy, you want ProXPN, ProXPN.com.
All right, Mark, let's go back into this article. You just scratched the surface of this, telling us about a website where you can make offers to pay people to go on dates with you.
Yeah, so this is the website, I guess. I'm really talking about this guy whose name is Brandon Wade, and he's built at this point, he's on his like fifth website, and they're calling this app a website too, I guess.
So he's a serial entrepreneur, and he's discovered that you can make money off of basically brokering borderline legal transactions that involve sort of sex and dating. Yeah,
this really is a borderline legal transaction, right?
Yeah.
Like, so you can pay somebody to go on a date with you. You can't pay them to have sex with you, but
right. But
if
maybe they're just you're
if
paying
you're peeling them. Off cash to go on a date with somebody,
right?
Everybody knows what the deal is, right? Like, we're not...
I think so.
We're not kidding here.
I mean, there are actually some sex workers that if you talk to them, and please, no judgment here, absolutely not. Like, I think any transaction that's genuinely consensual is fine. But they'll say, like, well, my clients pay me for my time, but I have sex with them voluntarily.
And they also will call, oftentimes, they'll call it a date.
Yep.
That's the terminology they use.
Sure.
And, you know...
I wonder if some of them call it a date just because a date is obviously legal... And just they're trying to make it sound like it's more, I don't know, legally acceptable or whatever.
I don't know precisely what anybody thinks in those circumstances, but it's certainly a date by the definition. I mean, we all three had a date to be here to do this show. So, I mean,
hey now. What's going on in the break?
And so it's just an appointment. Right?
Yes.
And so it was an appointment made, in most cases, shortly before it occurred.
Uh-huh.
But that's fine. You know, whatever
and,
the...
You know, that... okay, like I've had dates with people that I've been in different kinds of relationships with, where pretty much the date consisted of sex, right? And it wasn't like there wasn't money changing hands, but what's the difference, really?
I've flown across the country for it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
I believe it.
It's just, it's one of those things.
Yes, it is.
You know, if you want to be badly enough with that particular person, you're willing to, you know, get in a plane and fly away and do it. Mm. So I get all that. What my concern is, I only have a concern for the people involved. Right? I don't have a concern for the business. My concern for the people involved, this is not, in my opinion, a good way to start out a relationship. And yeah. I got lucky and fell into a great relationship by accident. Mm. My wife and I were taking a class together. We were partnered up as buddies. And this class wasn't your sort of college class. This was a self-improvement kind of class. Mm-hmm. It's called Landmark Education. You can look into it if you want. And we were partners, and we were supposed to call each other. Everybody had partners during the class, and they were supposed to call each other and create their day. Apparently, that was a weekly assignment, or maybe only the rest of the people only did it weekly. But we did it for weeks together. We'd call and create our day to each other, and after class, we go out to...
What does that mean, to create your day?
I can't remember precisely, but we had these quadrants that we were supposed to come from.
Okay.
And like, you know, integrity or
like
honesty
you talk about
or whatever.
How you're going to live authentically that day or
those
something.
Kind of things.
Okay.
And, you know, some of your goals. And you just talked about, you know, you planned your day from a, you know, standpoint where you were going to be the best you could be.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
That sounds pretty powerful. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really powerful, really great thing to do. And we did that for a long time. And we, you know, we'd after class, oftentimes we'd go out, we'd, oh, you know, you want to do this, want to do that. And she was my friend. She was kind of a wallflower. She wasn't the sort that would have stuck out to me. Not the kind of woman that I dated at that time. And, you know, her integrity as an individual, her competence, and the way that she went about her life, those things attracted me to her. And so what I ended up with is somebody who's a really good match.
Mm.
And, you know, every relationship's different and those kind of things. What my concern is that I'm completely incompetent at picking good women for me. And so I'm concerned that people might be going about starting on the wrong foot with a relationship, you know, with this sort of seeking arrangement website.
Yeah, I guess I maybe feel a little concerned too, but it's not up to me to determine that everybody else is having ideal relationships.
No, you know? No, it is not.
So, like, all we really can do is just talk about it, right? But
if you have a chance to look at relationships, especially from a male point of view, which I happen to have that point of view, you'll often hear men complaining at the end of relationships. She was only about my money, or she didn't care about me, and blah blah blah.
Sometimes
money,
women
money,
complain
money,
that
stuff,
men,
stuff, stuff.
Men are only about
I've been
sex.
Screwed, and I wonder how the guys who, at their end of this relationship, feel. Because it seems like that times 10.
Yeah, I agree. Let's talk more about this coming up. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. Still want to get the audience's thoughts. What do you think? Did you pay someone to go out with you? Free Talk Live.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in number here on Free Talk Live, where you are welcome to call us and bring up anything that's on your mind. You can also call us on Skype if you want to get a little better audio quality, and our Skype handle is lrn.fm here on Free Talk Live. Tonight it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we invite you to connect with us on social media. You'll find our Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus pages, as well as our mailing list where we announce sort of like bigger things about Free Talk Live over at news.freetalklive.com.
I want to tell you about freedomcam.net. Over there, they have some dashboard cams. Now, they've got some different features, but some of the universal features of these dashboard cams over there is that they're recording outside the out of the front of the vehicle, into the cab, and you know, consequently out the back of the vehicle. Your audio, the video, one of them has an actual screen where you can see what's going on or do some playback on it if you want to do that. Another one has some infrared so you can see what's going on at night. And inside the cab, obviously outside the cab, so hopefully your headlights are working. And it's really, this is really valuable. Now, by the way, they take Bitcoin over there, so if you're interested in Bitcoins, they can do that for you. But this is really valuable because whether you're in a situation where it's a law enforcement officer who, you know, steps out of line, remembers the story differently than you remember, whatever, everybody's better if we're being recorded. Or at least it's nice to have the witness to what happened.
I have a story about Freedom Cam, actually.
What's that?
I'd love to tell.
Sure, freedomcam.net.
So recently, I was in L.A., and I was trying to get a ride to the airport. I was visiting some friends, and they had gone to work, and I had to catch a plane. So I actually took that opportunity to patronize Lyft, you know, which Lyft is like one of these apps that connects you with a driver.
Yeah.
And it's like instead of paying for an overpriced taxi, you get somebody to give you a ride. They're very professional. This is my first experience with Lyft, but I used it and I had a great experience. And I was actually talking to the driver, and he said that he had a camera that he had like rigged up basically in his car, and it was basically a still video camera that was recording to some kind of an SD card in a loop or something. And he said that he would, you know, basically manually flip it around if he wanted to switch the view from the inside to the outside, mm-hmm. and that, you know, it didn't really work that well at night, and he had to like hit the button to save the footage if he wanted to have something recorded.
Yep.
And I said, dude, you got to get a Freedom Cam. That's like going to be make your life so much easier, you know, because it has the little accelerometer.
It comes on when you turn it on, and if there's a bump in the road or whatever, an accident.
It automatically saves the footage.
It does all those things, and those are the features that I probably should mention more often, but this is what you want is you want something that makes your life better, not something that not a new hobby that you're not interested in.
And if he did have a Freedom Cam, he would never have to worry about it.
Never have to worry about it again, and that's a really great thing is if you're doing this Lyft stuff, what the Freedom Cam is it's insurance. It's insurance against you being in an accident and somebody telling a lie about what occurred, a law enforcement officer, telling a lie about what occurred. And in this case, a passenger in the car telling a lie about what occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can tell you as a cab driver, I was propositioned by more than one time. And if things went differently, maybe the person says, you know, that I tried to touch them in an inappropriate way or whatever. I didn't have a camera in that car.
Yeah.
And it's my word as a convicted felon, but, you know, it's no better to be, not convicted at that point. Certainly, it's certainly not good to be accused of these things. And just to have a video recording of what was occurring, you know, really, when did this happen exactly?
So
it's really valuable.
Freedomcam.net is where to go to get one of those. Anyway, Mark, let's continue with this story about the website that lets you pay people to go on dates with you. I guess to bring it back to like the issue that I see in here, I think there are people, you said in the last segment, Mark, that like you were concerned about people starting off relationships this way, and I agree, but maybe not everybody who's using this is looking for relationships really. They kind of just want to get laid, and it's unfortunate that they have to go this roundabout route instead of just directly making a voluntary transaction with somebody else.
I certainly don't know what happens on these dates, mm-hmm. but apparently the average price of a date is $80 to the woman, the person being paid.
So
and mostly it's women.
That's the average price.
Average price.
So that means there are some that don't even pay $80.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
And there's some that pay a lot more. And I don't know if, are we negotiating a higher rate, another rate once mm-hmm. we get out? And as I understand, they try to prevent prostitutes from getting on the site in some way.
How would that... how would that work? You have to be a non-obvious sex worker. Is that what you're saying?
I guess.
Be amateurish looking or something.
That's the idea. Apparently they attempt to keep prostitutes off the website. And I'm looking right here as how they do it and you know why it is that they go about it. But the guy basically talks about how. He believes dating is a superficial relationship, but it
so
says
the person
here that
who started it believes that dating is a superficial relationship where people are kind of thinly veiled trade of sex for money.
Yeah. Here's how Wade stops hookers from using his site. We have the Google Images API software, which detects when photos have been copied by someone else. We look at what people write in their profiles. How is that going to be helpful?
Maybe if they're like on a website that does offer escorts, like more officially known escorts or whatever, it would essentially recognize, oh, hey, this person is actually on this website.
So if you wanted to be what's the name of this website here again? It's a Seeking Arrangements Exclusive Prostitute. You could do that, but,
yeah.
I thought it was Seeking Carrots.
The other one is, that's carrotdating.com.
Oh, carrotdating.
That's the app.
Okay.
And I don't like the concept of carrot dating because that makes even less sense to me, which is that you need to have an item like somewhere between chocolates and jewelry that we start.
So that's for like items, and then there's a separate website that lets you just pay people straight out.
Basically, yeah. Okay.
All right. You know, I'll be the vulgar guy here. I've paid for prostitutes in the past,
okay.
And if I only paid $80, if I pay $200, I can't imagine. I just can't imagine it being that wonderful. I don't know anything about these
arrangements, because it's not that I'm unwilling to have done these things. It's just that, A, I'm cheap. B, I don't want to be in a situation. Like, it all sounds very uncomfortable to me. Being here and drinking a little extra wine just sounds better to me than going out and trying to find a financial arrangement.
I've paid women orders of magnitude higher than those prices, and the sex wasn't that great.
First-time sex isn't that great generally anyway, but I've heard that, that there's no such thing as $1,000 hookers, only $1,000 Johns. You disagree with? Are you just a $1,000 John? I mean, I don't know.
Well, like, Brian, first of all, thank you for talking about that, because, you and I have talked about that off the air before, and like, it sounded like you had a pretty good experience. You were in another country, first of all, where...
Oh, yeah, where it's a little more normal.
Yeah. Legal there or not?
I don't know if I'd use the word legal.
Yeah.
But not as much of a problem.
Essentially, there was a menu involved, right?
Yeah. Some of these countries where you would essentially go to a restaurant and, at the end of the menu, in America, they have that too, where on the menu there's ads for other businesses. Well, there were ads for that kind of business.
Mm-hmm. But were you essentially doing something that you couldn't really do, or you couldn't really arrange without having professionals involved?
No, I think it would be easy enough to... I'm not exactly sure what you're asking.
Sexual appetite, is that what we're talking about here?
No, I'm just... Okay, I'm trying to be coy here, but I'll just say it. Basically...
I said I'd be vulgar, so go ahead.
Basically, from what I understand, Brian kind of got to, pick out women with certain characteristics that he liked.
Right.
And have two women come to his hotel room.
Right.
And, spend some time with him and do certain things, and then...
I would imagine this is the easiest way, by the way, to get two women to have sex with you at the same time. if you were going to do that this is the way to go about doing it.
To get two women who have a specific look and who have specific characteristics and are going to be really excited and into it, I guess. I think that probably is the easiest way, right?
Yeah, but I think this whole thing sounds superficial. Mm-hmm. I agree. Dating in and of itself, I think to some degree, is a very superficial act, especially today. Speed dating now. All these kinds of crazy things.
What do you think? Have you ever speed dated? Have you ever hired a sex worker? Let us know what you think. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You
and Brian
and Mark,
and you can call us 855-450-3733. Have you ever worked with or hired a sex worker? What was your experience with that? I've heard very varied stories from people, and I mean, maybe another question is, you know, what do you think of the whole idea of people selling sexual services? And if you disagree with certain services, you know, what's the line? You know, do you disagree with massages? Do you disagree with,
which parts can't they rub?
Exactly. Because
that's one of the real, the questions here is when we get down to the mechanics of things, which parts are people allowed to rub and which parts aren't they allowed to rub?
Mm-hmm.
How much time and how much money are they allowed to spend together? And when they are together, what are they allowed to do? What are they allowed to talk about? Because in this case of the paying for the date, that's all you're paying for is talking, I assume. Most states include talking. That's really what it comes down to. People have elevated the exact sexual act and to some kind of special thing. And it's just people are allowed to have sex. People are allowed to work for money. Why shouldn't people be allowed to work for work at sex for money?
Okay, but this is the thing. What is your goal? I think too many people conflate a relationship with wanting to have a consistent sex partner.
Yeah, I concur with you entirely on this one, Brian.
Yeah, and that's my question is that, if you are just wanting to have sex with somebody,
website might not be a bad idea.
Yeah,
right?
It might not be a bad idea at all. Dating isn't a bad idea. If you're looking to have a long-term relationship, I don't think dating's like that great of an idea.
But what do you mean by dating? I mean, the question is, how do you end up?
Yeah, let me define dating. Yeah. Let me define.
Because we talked about speed dating in the last segment.
Right. Let me define dating. And dating is, to my mind, dating is you meet someone you have not had a previous relationship, like a friendship,
mm-hmm.
with this person, and you're just like you're instantly going out, you are, in an action of being with somebody that, that you've never been
romantic
with before. For romantic purposes.
Yeah.
You were not a friend with this person before.
I got you.
I don't know what the word would be if this is someone that was already your friend, and then you decide to,
we
make
have started
it romantic.
Dating, is what the term is.
I don't like that term. I don't like that being used for it. If you're looking to have an actual relationship with somebody, be friends first. Be good friends first.
A lot of people, there's this whole thing about the friend zone, which, you know, is this, somehow it's bad.
It's just a bunch of guys complaining that they can't get laid.
I've come to that conclusion to some extent, too.
Yeah.
The narrative was so strong in the past that I tended to believe it, but I tend now to believe sort of otherwise, is that either A, you haven't been bold enough to make your intentions known.
Yeah, or I think there's sometimes is that lack of taking responsibility for, hey, I like this person, but I haven't expressed my feelings to them. Oh, what a B word. She's put me in the friend zone, you know? Like, but when they haven't been clear about their intentions for that relationship.
In high school, I guess I kind of felt this to some extent, but women in high school tend to put out less. I mean, they're carrying all that baggage that essentially before your 18th birthday, you know, you're not supposed to do anything, and below your 21st, you should do it, but you should feel bad or whatever. I mean, there's this whole stuff out there.
I don't think
there.
You're supposed to stop feeling bad at your 21st.
I have no idea. Well, how could you stop at that point? Is, you know, your half your life is you know, used up at that point feeling bad about your sexuality. I wouldn't doubt that for a second. So I get it, but you know, it seems like in high school, I'd be often like, this relationship isn't progressing as quickly as I'd like it to. But I tend to think that those relationships tend not to progress as quickly as I'd like them to anyway. But that's how I sort of believed the narrative. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's why I believe that sort of narrative about the friend zone. Mm. But after, you know, there's no way I'm going to get put in the friend zone because, Brian, mostly what I did is I didn't have long-term friends. I'd, you know, be moving to places and meeting people. Mm-hmm. And, I want to have a romantic relationship, so let's go. Let's get this jump started and on the way.
You can't,
and I was
really
successful at it.
In the friend zone if you actually talk honestly about the status of your relationship, though. You know what I mean? Like, if you keep checking in with each other, it's like,
well, that's it. The guy's not saying what he actually wants out of the
right.
Whatever
and
the relationship.
He's not taking responsibility for the fact that he's not being honest about what he actually wants. And, you know, like, pretty much all of my long-term relationships have started out, like, as a friendship first, because I just want to get to know the person and see if they're sane.
But you wouldn't say, I want to get to know you so that I may be interested in dating you in the future. You're more likely to say just, we're friends. And that would be the honest thing for the guy who gets put in the friend zone, is initially he would be saying, we're friends. And then maybe he doesn't continue to check in.
Said that, and I have the unique kind of perspective of being bisexual, so I'm interested in both men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had guys in the past say, I'm interested in you, and I say, well, I don't feel like I know you well enough to know if I'm interested in you just yet, so why don't we hang out for a little while, and then maybe I'll keep you updated on how I feel. So, like, did I friend zone him? No, I think I was very honest.
No, that's as honest as one could be, and that's all you could ask for from a situation like that. And that's probably how I would answer the question today. I can tell you my sex drive at 43 isn't what it was at 28.
Mm-hmm.
And at 28, I'm like, let's go. And, you know, and this is one of the reasons, Brian, that I think that speed dating is a fine idea, is because, you know, here you go, you got a room of, I don't know, call them 20 women, and in however long, an hour or an hour and a half, I'm going to spend 5 minutes with each one of these women, and I'm going to find out of that room which one or two is the most interesting of those people, and the other is going to be...
Do you recognize how insulting that is, though?
To whom?
To the women, to
Why
both of you.
Why is it insulting to
them? Because it's like, look, I only have 5 minutes to spend with you.
I disagree with that entirely. That's the game that we're playing.
Yeah, well, if you're at I have to agree, because if you're at a Bitcoin convention, you have, like, limited time and all these
but
people...
But that's a hookup. That's not dating. That's my point, is that there's a huge difference between actually having, like, a romantic relationship and hooking up.
Well, but Brian, here's what I think that what we're having the difficult time with is that I think there are a lot of people, and maybe even a majority of people, who are even married that never really understood how to find the right person.
Sure.
Yes,
I and I found them by accident. Sheer luck managed to find them. And whereas I think some people, you know, develop a better system, for finding them. But I can totally see that, the world sort of starts with this dating thing where it's, an intentionally romantic relationship with nothing ever prior to that, no foundation of friendship, mm-hmm. and that you're starting down a dangerous path just from there, especially if you're paying for that date, like this website that we're talking about here, the seekingarrangements.com.
Brian, you were talking about dating before and how you said you didn't like dating. And I just wanted to add something to your definition and see if you agree with this. There's somebody named J.J. Roberts, and he has this website called Sex 3.0, where he's like 1.0 is the traditional, monogamous marriage type thing, and like 2.0 is maybe like polyamory, and 3.0 is sort of something
thrown in chipmunks.
Right, yes, exactly. But like what he says is that dating is basically auditioning for this role as like the partner.
Agreed.
Like the monogamous partner who eventually the person's going to get sick of them and then maybe they'll start cheating because it's monogamy and you can't like really do things with other people because that doesn't fit in with the paradigm. Mm-hmm. And so like auditioning for this role that you may not want in the first place is pretty pointless, right?
Sure.
And then you end up spending a lot of money and effort and energy auditioning to be something that you don't want to be. So he simply says, I don't date. I just hang out with people.
I 100%
agree.
And this is the thing. Is now, I know I'm somewhat, perhaps somewhat, or at least rare in this, in that I generally don't ask people out. You know what I mean? I just don't. And in fact, I don't like dating either. I don't recall when I ever really did necessarily dating. And the reason being is that the women I've met because we were in the same place at the same time because we had the same exact interests.
Yeah.
And so there was almost an instant, it eliminated dating in that it said, no, we're both here for the same reason. That must mean we're a lot alike. Or not must, but that may mean.
What if say, for instance, your interests tend to be solitary, like coding, for instance? I'm thinking this website, Coding in My Sleep.
Yeah, but even they don't
reading
work.
It.
He's married.
Yeah, well, that's great. It's good for him.
but even that's not doesn't exist in a vacuum. You have to interact with other people. But maybe the solitary nature of coding could have to do with why there's not a lot of women in the tech fields.
That's
another story. I'm not even.
There's got to be just as many female introverts as there are.
I don't necessarily mean that introversion, but anyway.
All right, dating, marriage, speed dating, Snell dating. We didn't talk about
Snell
that.
Snell dating.
Oh, I don't want that.
Call us with your thoughts 855-453.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22 month special financing is available. So go to lumberliquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Ring leaks into a transformer. Insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down. Copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat. Transformer blows. Transformer blows. Facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.